Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for a full shlema for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is dedicated to Zeicha Nishmas, Moshe Yitzchak ben Yechiel. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir, Daf Yotes, and we will begin on Daf Yotes Amun Aleph, the third line on the Yomit. It begins the Gemara Man Tana, Lahad the Tana Rabbanim. Who was the Tana of the following Braisa? The Braisa teaches us about a case of Isha Shenadra ben Nazir, a woman accepted upon herself to be in the Zira, v'nitma, and she became Tameh during the time of her Naziris. And as we've been learning in our Shiurim, a person who becomes Tameh during the time of her Naziris has very specific halachas. Any Nazir that becomes Tameh has very specific halachas. They have to become tar, they have to bring kabbonis, they forfeit any of the naziris that they've already counted, and then they have to begin from the beginning afterwards. So what happened with this woman, however, was v'ha'achakach heifabala, and her husband was made for the naziris. And as the Rishonim framed this Gemara's question, they framed this Gemara's question that she already designated the two birds Echad lechatas ve'echad le'oila, and she also designated the carbon osham. And now, what is going to be the status of these animals, birds that she has designated? The Rishonim all point out that if it would be a situation with a chacham, where a rav was matan neder, there would be no question in the discussion of our Gemara. Because the halacha is that when a rav, as we know, is matan neder, what happens is he makes what the Hataras Nedarim accomplishes is that it makes it into a mistake. And since it makes it into a mistake, there was never a naziris here. And therefore there would be no question. The question that's being posed here is because the husband did hafara. And the focus is going to be, how does the halacha look at hafara? Does the halacha look at a fara like a rav being matter the nether? And if the halacha looks at that fara like a rav being matter the nether, so just like we just said, if the rav is matter the nether, she would not be obligated to bring kabbonis. Here too, she would not be obligated to bring the kabbonis. Or is the fara of a husband not really identical to the atara of a rav? So it says the braisa, via chatas oif, she will bring the chatas oif, vein mevia oilas oif. And she doesn't bring the oilas oif. And similarly, the halacha is that she doesn't bring the carbon asham. Amar Rav Chisda says the Gemara, whose opinion is this? It's the opinion of Rav Shmuel. And why is it the opinion of Rav Shmuel? Rav Shmuel, in our previous shiur, as we discussed, is of the opinion that the oila that a Nazir Tameh brings is not to be considered a gift. It's considered there for a kapara. The only thing is that Rabbi Shmuel did agree in our previous year that you wouldn't that carbon oila doesn't hold you up from beginning to count your new naziris. So since the oila is brought for kapara, we could understand this woman whose naziris was undone by her husband being made for the nether, and therefore it turns out that she wasn't in the zero, so that's why she doesn't have to bring this carbon. And if she were to bring this carbon oila, it would be considered chulin ba'azara. But, says the Gemara, according to the Rabbanan, who in our previous shiur taught us that the oila, and even the oila that a Nazir Tameh brings, is considered dairin, is considered a gift, so there's no reason that she should not be able to bring this carbon oila. The carbon oila is like the chatos. It could be, well, we'll speak about the chatos in a moment. But certainly the carbon oila is considered a gift. And since it's considered a gift, there's no reason why it should not be able to be brought. Says the Gemara, now that we've identified that the Tan of this price is Rabbi Shmuel, says the Gemara, so now that, and we're saying that the oilas oif of this woman cannot be brought, but the chatos oif of this woman can be brought. Says the Gemara, Mikasover. What is we need to drill down and understand the opinion of Yishmael. that if the husband, through his afara, undoes the Naziris entirely, and it's as if this woman was never a Nazira, so then the halacha ought to be the chatas oif namiloi laisi. She shouldn't have to bring the chatas oif, because she was never a Nazira. If she was never a Nazira, she shouldn't have to bring the chatas oif. If, on the other hand, we say, Baal, ikasava, Baal megas gaius, that all the husband accomplishes is that he makes that she's not a Nazira moving forward, but she was a Nazira until the husband was actually made for the Naziris. So if she was a Nazira, then da'alacha oif nami laisi. And as the Rishonim point out, it's not only the oilas oif that she should have to bring, she should also have to bring the carbon asham. And Tosfos points out, so why doesn't the Gemara say so? Because the oilas oif and chatas oif travel typically together. So if we're saying that she brings the chatas oif, and presumably she's bringing the chatas oif because she was a Nazira, so why doesn't she bring the oilas oif? Answers the Gemara l'oilam kasava. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is the Baal Mek Oker. The husband uproots the Naziris from the beginning. If that's the case, that the husband uproots the Naziris altogether, so then why does she bring the Chatas Oif? Rabbi Shmuel sava like Rabbi Elazar Kfar. Rabbi Shmuel subscribes to what Rabbi Elazar Kfar taught us. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Kfar Baribi Oimer. Ma Tam Aloimer. Why does the Torah say by a Nazir, when he completes his Naziris, v'chip v'lov ha-shechot al-nefesh? Now the question is, this is by a Nazir that became Tamei. The question is, v'chip v'eiz ha-nefesh chota? What was his Aveira? Elo, she'tzir atzme min ha-yayin. He held himself back from wine. Mazeh, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Elazar Kfar, mazeh shalei tzir atzme elo min ha-yayin. This person only withheld himself from wine. Nikrachait is considered a balavera. Certainly, a mitzar atzma mekoldover. Somebody holds him back, himself back from anything. Alachas v'kam v'kama is considered a balavera. So, since Rabbi Elazar Kfar holds this person who was a nazir as somewhat of balavera, that's all we understand. They bring the chatas oif, even if we'll say that the husband, with his hafara, uproots the Naziris. But still, at the end of the day, she withheld herself from wine, and she needs a kapara. So that's why the chatas ha'oif she brings, and the oilas ha'oif she doesn't bring. Because the chatas ha'oif, as the Rishonim point out, number one, is a much lenient type of carbon. Normally, we often discuss here, you can't bring the chatas, unless you're mechuyev to bring a karma chatas. If somebody has a suffik, if he did an aveira, the halach is he can't bring a karban asham. What he brings is an asham talui. Chatas oif, the halach is, can be brought even if there's a suffik, if there's a chiyev. For example, if a yoledes is not certain if she had a baby or she didn't have a baby, can bring the oilas oif. So since the chatas oif is somewhat of a more easier carbon, and also, as we've been discussing, there is an element that this woman did an aveira because she held herself back from the wine. That's why the chatas oif can be brought even for such a woman, but not the oilas oif. But the Rishonim point out that even though we're saying she could bring the chatas oif if she's in such circumstances, that means only if she had already designated the chatas oif, as we described at the beginning of the shiur. Had she not designated yet the chatas oif, and her husband was made for the neder, then the halacha is that she doesn't designate a chatas oif. It's not enough of a situation that she should bring a chatas oif l'chatchila. It's only, as we're learning now, that she already had designated it, and she had somewhat observed the Naziris. So that's why the halacha is she could eat that chatas oif, but not the oilas oif. So the Briska Rav makes a very, very important observation in understanding this Gemara. His observation is that what would be the halacha, we actually said this, if a Rav would have been matter the neder? Would we suggest that the chatas sa'oif could be eaten? Of course not. So says the Brisker Rav, that even if we learn that the husband's me'ekr oker, that the husband is oiker the nether, it's not the same as a rav being oiker the nether. When a rav is oiker the nether, what happens is, it's as if the nether never happened. As we've been repeating often, what happens is that it becomes a toss, that the whole thing was a mistake, and it doesn't have any existence. Even if a husband, when he is mefer, we're going to say has the ability that mi'ekr oker, he undoes the nether, it's not to the same extent. If it's to the extent that it's not there from the first place, but we can't make believe like it wasn't there at all. Tosfos furthermore says that a nazira that became tamei and the husband was mefer, that's the case where chatas ha'oif is brought. But what's going to be the halacha if you had a woman who became a nazir, a nazira, and then her husband was made for it, but she had already designated kabbonis? Such a woman, says Tosfos, even though she had designated kabbonis, does not bring any carbon after the husband was made for the nether. It's only this unique case where she became tamei. So we have a number of factors, and the Gemara will speak about this concept, that we have a number of factors to consider. Number one, she was a nazira, even though the husband was made for it. Number two, she became tamei. Number three, it's only a chatas oif, which has, as we explained a moment ago, certain unique leniencies. That's when the halacha will be that she could bring the chatas oif. And as we said also, she had already designated the chatas oif before the husband was made for the nether. But if you don't have all of those factors that we just described coming together, the halacha is that she doesn't bring or eat any carbon, no carbon is brought. Moreover, this chatas oif, even though normally the chatas oif is eaten by the kohanim, this chatas oif would not be eaten by the kohanim. This chatas oif, because it's such a unique situation, is not eaten by the kohanim. Why does the pasuk say, Rabbi Elazar Kfar, say his concept regarding the pasuk, v'chip alav me'ashachot al nefesh? Why does the pasuk focus on the nefesh? So the Sefer Teres Chaim explains that every person is comprised of a guf, of a body, and a nefesh, the neshama. Typically, when a person does an aveira, the aveira is connected to the guf. As we say in the tefillahs on Yom Kippur, Adam yisoidim ha'ofer v'nesoifel ha'ofer. But the neshama of a person, l'kai neshama sh'nesatabi, tahirihi. So as far as the guf is concerned, it would be appropriate for him to hold himself back from wine, because that will be away from the guf, which has a natural tendency to do aveiros. This would be a way to prevent it from doing an aveiros. The reason it's considered a aveira, the reason why holding yourself back from wine is considered something negative, is because the neshama is tahor. And since the neshama is tahor, why did you need to be mitzara atzmai minayayin? Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. But this pasuk, the Rabbi Elazar Kfar suggests, is the basis that why every nazir is considered as if he did an aveira, because tzir atzma min hayayin, but that's talking about a nazir tamei ksiv. This pasuk is referring to nazir tamei. And Rabbi Elazar Kfar, his concept of a nazir doing the wrong thing, asked the Gemara, v'afil a nazir tar coming in, is referring even to a nazir tar. Answers the Gemara, k'sav Rabbi Elazar Kfar, that even though the pasuk is speaking about nazir tamei, but Rabbi Elazar Kfar says his concept regarding nazir tar nami chaytuhu. He says that even a nazir tar is considered a bal aveira. So if that's the case, why did the Torah choose to teach us this concept strictly by nazir tamei? Says the Gemara, ha'el v'shana b'chayt. He has even more of a situation. Number one, he took upon himself naziris, and which Rabbi Elazar says is inappropriate. Not only did he take himself naziris, but a nazir is not allowed to become tamei, and he became tamei. And what is the result of him becoming tamei? As we learned, he has to be matar himself, and then he forfeits all the days, and he has to count all over again. So what does that mean? What that means is Rabbi Elazar is concerned about the person who's going to be Mitzar Atzmai Minayayin. This is a certainly individual who's Mitzar Atzmai Minayayin because he's going to have to keep so many days with, he's going to have to keep so many days of Naziris, the original days, and then the resuming from the start again. So I saw a number of Mishalim, of parables, of how we could understand Rabbi Elazar's concept of Tzir Atzmai Minayayin. The Arvin Dachel says there was a father who sees his son, and we know a parent is more interested in the welfare of his children than he is in the welfare of himself. So if a father gives a son, his child, to eat, the parents are anxious that the child should eat. And then if the child doesn't eat, the parent is disappointed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our parent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all sorts of foods, gives us all sorts of good things in this world. And then when we refuse to eat what HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with, it's like the child who causes his parent to be upset. Another marshal I saw from the Sefer Elef Hamogen. He says there was once an individual who wanted to buy a new beautiful home and sell the small, not so nice home that he was living in. But he didn't have enough money to purchase the new home. So he could have borrowed money from the bank. But if you borrow money from the bank, you're going to have to pay sometimes high interest payments. And his wife and he discussed it. And his wife said, it's not worth it that we should have to borrow money and pay high interest rate. What she said was, I have a lot of beautiful jewelry. Let's sell the jewelry, and that will give us the ability, the financial ability, to buy the new home. So every time he walked into his new beautiful home, he was very happy, he was very satisfied that Baruch Hashem, he was able to buy this new home. But every time he would look at his wife's jewelry box and see how it was missing all that jewelry, he was upset. Even though, so on one hand, he had enjoyment from his new home, but on the other hand, he was disappointed at the jewelry that he was missing. So too, on one hand, the Nazir is doing something that could be considered appropriate, that he's preventing himself from drinking wine, etc. But on the other hand, the fact that he's holding himself back is something that is inappropriate. Says this, another pshat that I saw, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason it's considered an Aveira, because everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, he gave us to use for his Avodas Hashem. And this person who has the ability to take the gift of Hashem and use it for Avodas Hashem and separate it, that's the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is disappointed in him. Another pshat that I saw is that, as the Gemara just taught us, the pasuk that teaches us this halacha, that a nazir who holds himself back from the wine is considered a chayta, as we just learned, the pasuk is speaking about a nazir tameh. A nazir became tameh. Why specifically does the Torah teach us this halacha by a nazir became tameh? As the Gemara just said, this halacha, this concept even applies by nazir tahar. So I saw it like this. Everything that we do in life requires, of course, siyata d'shmaya. It requires tremendous siyata d'shmaya. If a nazir took upon himself to be a nazir, and he's able to complete his term successfully, that is a proof that he had siyata d'shmaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the naziris that he took upon himself. And that's why the Torah doesn't call him a chayta. But if you have a nazir who took upon himself to be a nazir, and then during the term of his naziris he became tameh, nothing happens in life unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of sending him a message, I'm not satisfied what you're doing. And that's why the nazir who becomes tameh is getting a message from Hashem, I am not happy with what you did, and therefore he's considered a chaytam. Reb Elazar Dessler, Reb Eliyahu Dessler, in his Sefer Michtav Eliyahu, has a different approach to this entire concept. He says, we find different Mamari Chazal that teach us conflicting lessons. On one hand, Al Gemara is teaching us that a Nazir who's holding himself back from drinking wine is considered a chayta, a shetzir atzmei min hayayin. But on the other hand, the Medrash teaches us that atcha adam mispal sheichnes Torah l'taykufay, before a person is mispal that he should learn Torah, yispal shleich kantzu madanam l'taykufay, he shouldn't enjoy olam hazeh. On the other hand, the Yerushalmi at the end of Masech, the Kedushin, teaches us, asur adam litin din v'cheshvan, a person is going to have to give a reckoning, a koma shiras einoi, everything that he saw, v'layach l'menen, that he didn't enjoy. And on the other hand, we learned the Gemara in Masech, the Ksubistav Koftal Raman Aleph, the Rebbe, before he left the world, made a shvua that he didn't enjoy this world, afilu be'etzbektana. The Gemara Masech, the Tainus Yud Aleph, Amun Aleph teaches us, Kala Yoshe B'Tanis, somebody who fasts Nikra Chayta. And on the other hand, the Gemara Masech, the Gittin, teaches us, Sudosko Shanoscho Mimenu, if you're particularly enjoying a meal, M'shoich Yotcho Mimenu, hold yourself back. The Gemara Masech, the Brachas teaches us, V'oretz Nosin of Ne'odon, Gemara Masech, the Brachas, Laman Hei Amun Aleph, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is here for us to enjoy. How do we reconcile all of these Ma'amari Chazal? So Rav Eliyahu Dessler explains, if you have a person who has a propensity to get involved in Olam Hazeh, such an individual should taka, be careful, and separate himself from Olam Hazeh. If he feels and sees that getting involved in Olam Hazeh can lead him down the wrong path. If, however, a person sees that Baruch Hashem, he's in a good place as far as his ruchnius is concerned, so that person should, on the contrary, use all the gifts that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him for the Avodas Hashem. There's an interesting discussion where the Paiskim discuss, should somebody if somebody has, Baruch Hashem, is a healthy individual, and he was asked to donate a kidney, should he donate it or not? And the Paiskim discussed this question, and they want to use this Gemara to prove that he shouldn't, because the Gemara just said that a person is not allowed to do anything to cause himself tsar. And certainly, putting yourself into a situation where you're donating a kidney is putting yourself into a situation of tsar. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach discusses this. He says that even though Reb Elazar's Hakfar is teaching us that a person should avoid putting himself into a situation of tsar, that certainly is not in a situation of pikuach nefesh. So if there's an individual who is suffering and by you donating a kidney you could help him, maybe that is not the discussion of our Gemara. But then there's a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, and the Shailos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer Chelek Ches Oshem Mishpat Simen Yudalad. The question is, could a person have plastic surgery? Of course, putting yourself into plastic under the knife for plastic surgery is putting yourself into tsar. And our Gemara just taught us how one is supposed to avoid being in tsar. And therefore, maybe the halacha ought to be that certainly it's usur to put yourself into such a situation. Says Rav Avadya Yosef, that if the operation is done when the person is under anesthesia, and the person who's having this operation doesn't feel any pain, and then when the surgery will be over, they will get, in Mitzvah Shem, the results that they were looking for, they will be prettier, so then that's not considered, he says, what Reb Elazar HaKfar said, tzir atzmi min hayayin, that you put yourself into pain, that a person is supposed to avoid that, and he allows one to have such a surgery. Says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, we discussed an individual who became a nazir in the Beis HaKfaris, and the Mishnah taught us that even if he remains there for 30 days, those days don't count towards his naziris, but rather he leaves the cemetery and he purifies himself. And as we've been discussing quite extensively, even though a Nazir that becomes Tamei has to bring certain kabbanis, this individual would not have to bring those kabbanis, but he begins counting his Naziris after he's Tahor. But the Mishnah says, Yotze v'nichnes, but if he went out of the cemetery and then goes back into the cemetery, Oyloi min haminyan, those days that he was outside the cemetery are considered towards his Naziris. And of course, if he becomes Tamei again, he's going to have to bring the kabbanis that a Nazir who becomes Tamei has to bring. Says the Gemara Ketani, Oyloi min haminyan. It seems that even if he went into the Beis HaKfaris before the 7 days of purification are up, he starts to count. Ask the Gemara, Mishum de Yotza, is that true? That just because he exited the Beis HaKfaris, Chalei Naziris, he becomes a Nazir immediately? He can't become a Nazir until the 7 days of Tahara pass. Answers the Gemara, Amishmul Kegoin Shiyotza, the way we have to understand the Mishnah is that he exited the Beis HaKfaris, he went through the purification process, the Tara process, with having the Mei Paraduma spritz, the Mei Chattis of the Paraduma spritzed on him on day 7 and on day 7, day 3 and day 7, V'shon of Etavol, and then he finished the entire purification process. Finishing the entire purification process, then he could become a Nazir, and if after he became a Nazir, then he goes back into the cemetery, the halacha is, he's considered like a Nazir who became Tamei, that all of the halachas that of a Nazir who becomes Tamei be apply to him. Ella, asked the Gemara, Ella Nichnes, says only because he walked into the cemetery a second time, Huda Oilenloi, those days that were in between when he became Tamei, Tahor and Tamei count, Oilenloi min haminyan, Loi Nichnes, but if he wouldn't have entered the cemetery again, ask the Gemara, Ein Oilen Loi. On the contrary, if he doesn't enter the cemetery, so then he'll be a perfect Nazir. It's only because after he became a Nazir and walked into the cemetery do all of the problems begin. Answers the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Loi mibayi kama. Loi mibayi, certainly in the case that Yotza, that if he left the cemetery and never entered it again, then the halacha is that he's a regular Nazir, and all of the halachos of a Nazir were to apply. Alafilo nichnas, even if he went back into the cemetery, the halacha is only min haminyan, the days that were in between when he became Tahor and re-entered the cemetery, those days are considered regular Naziris days, and since they're considered regular Naziris days, now, if he becomes Tamei, the halacha of a Nazir Tahor that becomes Tamei will apply. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, L'Rav. They asked Rav, "My Tamei, Lo Mefarsh L'Kal Mili. Why didn't you explain the Mishnah to us the way Shmuel explained the Mishnah to his Talmidim?" Amalhen, so Rav responded, "Amina Demalei Tzrichsu. I was under the impression." This is the way I saw the Mefarshim explain, that Rav thought them, that I thought it's adequate for me just to teach you the basic halacha. It was not required for me to teach you the explanation of the halacha. I felt that you could understand that by yourself, but apparently you couldn't. The Gemara continues. The Mishnah taught us that if somebody exited the Beis HaKfaris, became Tahor, and then re-enters the Beis HaKfaris. So as we just said, the Tanakama's opinion is that as soon as he began his Naziris, and now he enters the Beis HaKfaris, his halacha is that he has to count, that his halacha is like a Nazir that became Nazir Tar that became Tamei. Rebbe Lezer disagrees. The halacha is that not if he went back into the Beis HaKfaris the day that he started counting his Naziris will so be the halacha. It only can happen if it's the second day that after he started counting his Naziris, he became a Tamei. Why does Rebbe Lezer hold so? Because he says, the Pasuk says, Shafnamavai Yomim Rishonim Yiplu. So Yomim Rishonim since it says Yomim, Ache Yomim Rishonim, there has to be at least 2 days of Naziris Tahara for this halacha to apply. If there aren't 2 days of Naziris Tahara, this halacha were, then he doesn't have the halacha of a Nazir Tahor Shenitma. Amar Ula, to which Ula comments, Loi Amar Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer did not say his halacha, El Ben Tamei Shenazir, by a person who was a Tamei when he became a Nazir, and then he became Tahor, and now he's counting his Naziris. But says Ula, Nazir Tahor Shenitma, if we have a regular case where a person became a Nazir when he was Tahor, and then during his term of Naziris, he became Tamei, there, Rebbe Lezer will agree, Afilu Yoyim Echad Soysu. Even 1 day is enough. If he becomes Tamei on any day, all of the halacha of a Nazir Tamei apply. So the Sefer Taurus HaNazir asks, if there's such a difference, if there's this difference between a Tamei Shenazir versus a Nazir Tahor Shenitma, why in all the brises that we've been learning in our shiurim is this nafka mina not mentioned? So he answers a simple teretz, that all of those brises represent the opinion of the Chachamim. And since they represent the opinion of the Chachamim never require 2 days. This entire halacha that Ula just said is only according to the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. Amar Rava, my Tamid Rebbe Lezer, why does the Rebbe Lezer say that a Tamei Shenazir can't and begins his Naziris? The halacha is that he's considered like a Nazir Tamei only after 2 days. Dama Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yamim HaRishonim Yiplu, Kitime Nizroi. So the Pasuk is teaching us, says Ula, and Rav explaining the opinion of Ula, that the Pasuk is talking about Tuma Nazar, that he became a Nazar when he was Tame. Why do we say that? So Rishonim explained, because the Pasuk says, Ki Tame Nizroi. He became a Nazar while he was Tame. Esrei Abaya. So Abaya asks a question on what Ula just taught us. The Brisa teaches us that somebody says, Hareni Nazar Mei Yoyim. Somebody says, I'm a Nazar for 100 days. Nitra Betchil Sameya, that he became Tame in the first day. Yochel Yei Soyser, maybe the halacha should be that he's treated like a Nazar that's Tame. Tamaloymer, the Yomim HaRishonim Yiplu. Achiyu Loi Yom HaRishonim. All these halachas don't apply unless he was a Nazar for at least 2 days. The Zeh Ein Loi Rishonim. This person that became Tamei on day one didn't have Yom Rishonim. Now, this Pasuk, asks Abaya, is not speaking about a Nazar that was Tamei when he accepted upon himself Naziris. This Pasuk is speaking about a Nazar who was Tahor when he accepted upon his Naziris. Yet, the Brisa says that according to Rebbe Lezer, you need 2 days. Another Brisa. The Brisa says, Nitma B'Soif Meya. The Brisa says that if somebody took upon himself a Naziris for 100 days, and he becomes Tamei on day 100, Yochel Yei Soyser, I would think that it causes him to forfeit all 100 days. Tamalayim V'ayom Rishonim Yiplu. B'chal De'ika Achroinim. That the only time the halacha that he forfeits all the days that he kept in Naziris is only if there's at least 2 days left in Naziris. The Zeh, and this person doesn't have 2 days left in his Naziris, this person only has 1 day left to his Naziris. So we see from here that here we're talking again about a Nazir Tahor, and even though we're talking about a Nazir Tahor, the halacha of Rebbe Lezer is that you need 2 days, is still being applied to this case as well. So Tosfos asks, we learned earlier that according to Rebbe Lezer, if somebody becomes Tamei on the last day, he doesn't undo all 100 days. If he becomes Tamei on the last day of his Naziris, he doesn't undo the entire 100 days. He only has to undo 30 days. Says the Gemara, says Tosfos, we just learned that according to Rebbe Lezer, if you become Tamei on the last day, it shouldn't be considered as if you become Tamei. Says Tosfos, that this is the way to understand the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. One is that if he becomes Tamei to the last day, doesn't have the regular din of a nazir that tamei. But since he becomes tamei, then the halacha is he has to keep 30 days. Another halacha. But if he became tamei in day 99, maybe it should be not causing to forfeit. That's still 2 days that you didn't count. And Zeh Yeshloi Rishonim V'Achroinim. This person had 98 days that he kept, but he still has 2 days, and therefore, since he has 2 days, he causes it to forfeit. Now, points out the Gemara. Bai makes his point. V'ha, all these cases, B'tomei Shenozer L'matzitz Amrit, cannot be explained by an individual who was a Tomei Shenozer. Minik Tanei Arayni Nozer Mei Yoyim, that the person took on 100 days of Tumah, so obviously he was tar, Viktani, and yet the Brisa says that even such individual, according to Rabbi Elazar, always could only have the halacha of a Nazir Tamei if he has 2 days. So we clearly see that Rabbi Elazar set his din of 2 days, whether it was a Tamei Shenazer or was a Tar Shenazer. To Yufta, so Ula's explanation of Rabbi Elazar's din clearly is refuted. Amalei Papa Labaya, Halein Yom de Kamrinin. When Rabbi Elazar says that you need 2 days, how are we to understand the 2 days? The Nafakhad, that the first day that he took upon himself the Nazir is passed, Maschilan train, and the second day began. And as soon as the second day began, that is enough to be considered that 2 days passed. Adilma, or maybe what he meant to say was, the Nafkan train, the 2 days have passed, and only Maskan Tlosa, the third day has begun, and only when the third day begins, that's when the halacha is that you have to, that he could have the din of a Nazir Tamei. Answers the Gemara, says the Gemara, lo havi b'yodei. He wasn't sure. So Taisus asks, why wasn't he sure? The Pasuk says, the Mishnah says, loy boy b'yoyim, that he didn't become Tamei that day that he began counting. Isn't that a proof that once the next day begins, then he would be Tamei? So Taisus answers that maybe what the Mishnah means when it says Tamei boy b'yoyim, that because the Tanakhama says, not like Rabbi Elazar, that if you become Tamei that day, the halacha is that you have a din of a Nazir that became Tamei. So Rabbi Elazar is addressing the Tanakhama. But it's not to mean that Rabbi Elazar says that if you became Tamei in the second day, he would consider you like a Nazir Tamei. Maybe he needs the third day. So says the Gemara, Abai wasn't able to answer this question. Says the Gemara, also Shaila L'Rava. They went and asked this question to Rava. Amalei, Rava says, Yipluksiv. So the way most Rishonim Taisus and the Rosh explain Yipluksiv, that as soon as the second day is, Yiplu means even the smallest amount. Once you have a situation of Yiplu, it's considered that he's a Nazir Tamei. Says the Gemara, in explaining Rabbi Elazar's opinion, Vitzer l'michtav yomim, the Torah had to write the word yomim, Vitzer l'michtav yiplu, and the Torah had to write the word yiplu. Why? Dikas rachmana yomim, had the Torah written just the word yomim, v'loik siv yiplu, and the Torah would have not written the word yiplu, havamina, I would think that not only do you need 2 days to pass for the dinim of Nazir Tumah to apply, but I would say, add the nafkan train, violent losa. 2 full days have to pass, and only once the third day begins, do the halacha of Nazir Tumah apply. That's why, kos rachmana, that's why the Torah wrote the word yiplu, that you don't have to have all 3 days. But if, says the Gemara, kos of yiplu, if the Torah just would have written the word yiplu, v'loi kos of yom ha'amina filu chad, that even if he became Tamei on the first day. That's why, Kos Rachmana, that's why the Torah had to write Yomim to come to this conclusion that you need the second day, but once the second day comes, then even Rabbi Elazar will agree the Hilchas Tumah Nazir apply. A person who took upon himself to be a Nazir when he was in Chutz Laretz, and he completed his term of Naziris, Midaraisa, he's done what he's supposed to have done. But as we're going to discuss in our shir, Chazal made a gzeira that the Eretz Amim, that the foreign lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, are Tamei. And therefore, Chazal made a knas that if somebody undertook Naziris in Chutz Loretz, even though he kept his entire term of Naziris in Chutz Loretz, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to do over some of the Naziris. The question is, what does that mean? So says the Mishnah, Misha Nazir Naziris Harbe, somebody who undertook a long Naziris obviously means more than 30 days. V'hishlam es Nazirosoi, and he completed his term in Chutz Loretz, V'akach Bola Arts, and now he has to come to Eretz Yisrael. And as the Rishonim point out, he has to come to Eretz Yisrael because a Nazir has to bring Kabbonis, and a Nazir cannot send his Kabbonis with a Shliach, because there are certain aspects of the Kabbonis of a Nazir that have to be done with the Nazir himself, Tanufa and Smicha. So the Nazir is always going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. So now we have a Machlokes, how much does he have to do over? B'Sham Omrim Nazir Shloshim Yoyim, he has to do over 30 days, and only after he does over the 30 days does he bring his kabbonis. And even though the halacha is, says the Rosh, that his naziris is over, shouldn't he have to bring his kabbonis immediately? And delaying bringing his kabbonis, shouldn't that be a situation about ta'achar? Says the Rosh, that yesh karech b'yad chachamim, Chazal have the authority to say, to delay bringing the carbon, because they're not telling you actively to do something wrong. It's b'shev al tasa. They're just telling you, don't bring the carbon. So therefore, b'shami, imrim nazir shloshim yoyim. And b'shil, imrim b'shil are stricter. And b'shil's opinion is that nazir b'tchili. He has to count over his entire, his naziris. Because the chachamim treat, chazal, say b'shil, treat this individual like an individual who we've been speaking extensively in our shiurim about. We consider him like an individual who was Nazir Bebeis HaKfaris, that we learned that all those days, the Mishnah taught us, that all those days that in the Bebeis HaKfaris don't count towards his Naziris. And therefore this person who undertook his Naziris in Chutz Loretz is considered like such an individual, and since he's considered like such an individual, he has to start to begin his Naziris all over. And Rambam actually tells us that if somebody takes upon himself a Naziris in Chutz Loretz, he must move to Eretz Yisrael and remain there until he concludes his Naziris. Moreover, the Rambam's opinion is that a Kohen is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because a Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with Tumah. And as we're learning in our Shia, we continue learning in our Sugya, that Eretz Ha'amim is Tomei, and therefore, the halacha is, a Kohen should not leave Eretz Yisrael to come in contact. The Michas Chinuch, however, makes a distinction between a Kohen and a Nazir. Even though the Rambam says a Nazir and a Kohen both should not leave Eretz Yisrael, Rambam says that a Nazir, who became a Nazir in Chutz Loretz, should move to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam doesn't say that a Kohen should move to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Michas Chinuch, that why is the Rambam more lenient with this way to a Kohen? Because he says that a Kohen didn't choose to become a Kohen. And therefore, if he's in Chutz Loretz, we allow him to remain in Chutz Loretz. On the other hand, a Naziris is something which is self-imposed. And therefore, the halacha is strict and requires somebody who took upon himself, according to the Rambam, Naziris in Chutz Loretz, to move it at Yisrael. Although this halacha of the Rambam is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rambam holds a coin shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, the Paiskim say that halacha doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. And the Shach and Taz explain that the Kohanim were obligated to remain Eretz Yisrael only in a time when Eretz Yisrael was indeed more tar than Chutz Loretz. However, today, says the Shach and Taz, Eretz Yisrael also is full of areas with unmarked graves, so a Kohen has no reason to leave Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that since there's no Parah Aduma b'zman hazeh, so there's no point in the Kohen remaining in Eretz Yisrael. He says, when should the Kohen remain in Eretz Yisrael? When he can be matar himself with the Parah Aduma, and after he's matar himself with the Parah Aduma, he will remain tar by being in Eretz Yisrael. But we don't have a paradum as manazah, so the reason to remain Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply. Moreover, many Paiskim suggest that since Bezman Hazeh, all the Kahanim, we cannot be 100% certain are really Kahanim. It's only a Chazaka. And therefore, when does the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say that a Kohen may now leave Eretz Yisrael? That's only an individual who's certainly a Kohen. The individual whose entire Kahuna is in question, and it's only based on Chazaka, the Aloch is that Kohen to leave Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Mais b'Hilni Amalka. There was an episode with Hilni Amalka. There's a Machloikus Rishonim who was Hilni Amalka. Some say she was from the Chashmonaim, and some say she was a Ger. Mais b'Hilni Amalka, Shaholuch b'Nola Mechama. Her son went off to war, and Amr and she declared, Im Yove b'Nim and Amalchama b'Sholem, if my son will come home healthy from the war, Ein Nazir Shevashanim, I'll be in Nazir for 7 years. This war took place when she was in Chutz Laretz. And her son came home Baruch Hashem fine. Vice Nazir Shevashanim. So she undertook her obligation, and she was in Nazir for 7 years. After 7 years, she came to Tisrael. Like we explained, she has to come to Tisrael to bring her kabonis. The Haru Beisilil, and Beisilil, as they taught us earlier in our Mishnah, taught her Shetei Nazir Oy Shevashan Macheris. She has to be in Nazir for another 7 years. And now continues the Mishnah, Vesayv Shevashanim, at the end of that 7 years, Nitma. And we learned, and we keep on learning, that a Nazir that becomes Tamei forfeits the entire Naziris. The Nimtzis, so she had to start counting all over again. So Nimtzis, she was a Nazir for Esrim V'Achashana, she was a Nazir for 21 years. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi Aysa Nazira, that's not what happened. She wasn't a Nazira for 21 years. She was only a Nazira for Abbas Roshana. And we're Mitzvah Shem going to learn what in the Gemara, what was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Shal Sechuvis, Chsam Seifer, Yaridei Simen Yud, quotes the Maram Mitz, that quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda Chosin Tzavos, Yehuda Chosid, that if somebody undertakes a Naziris or a Neder, because it was an Eis Tzara, such an individual has no right to be matted a Neder. And he says that it's a Sakana to be matted such a Neder. And that's why Hilni Amalka, even though this Naziris, as we're learning now, actually cost her quite dearly, she ended up being a Nazir for so many years, she could not be matter the Neder. She cannot be matted the nether, because being matted the nether involved such serious repercussions, because she made the nether, as we learned, because her son was a sakana because he was in war.